Hello and welcome to Talking.Golf on Wisconsin.Golf. Talking.Golf is a weekly podcast featuring Gary D'Amato and Rob Hernandez. And now, talking all things golf in Wisconsin, here's Gary and Rob. Talking.Golf is sponsored by Elite Sport and Spine in Brookfield. Winter doesn't have to be your downtime for golf. In fact, it should be prime time to get your body in shape and improve your game for the upcoming season. Elite Sport and Spine in Brookfield, Wisconsin offers a comprehensive golf performance program. Their innovative approach is geared towards golfers of all ages and abilities and combines medical and fitness assessment, specific golf movements, and TrackMan analysis. Elite Sport and Spine's team of TPI certified providers then creates a plan for you to address your specific limitations, combining golf instruction, physical rehabilitation, and strength and conditioning. Call Elite Sport and Spine in Brookfield at 262-373-9168 for more information or visit their website at www.elitesportandspinewi.com and click Golf Performance Training. And stay tuned for Talking.Golf to find out how to score a free sleeve of Pro V1 golf balls when you make the call to our friends at Elite Sport and Spine in Brookfield. Alongside Gary D'Amato, Rob Hernandez here, and it is Talking.Golf, the final Talking.Golf of February. And Gary D'Amato, it's going to be all about health updates. About a year ago at this time, you were coming back from COVID. And if you listen real close, you can hear in my voice, I'm dealing with a little deal here this week. It's called, I don't know what it's called. It's got, what did I say it was, Gary?
Bell's palsy.
Bell's palsy, that's the one. I'm trying to forget about it because it's more than anything. And it is, but it plays right into our theme for the week here on Talking.Golf because it's all about how are people feeling. Going back to your story, just after we got off of our podcast last week, we finally found out Steve Stricker's health update. It doesn't look like he'll be back in a couple of weeks for the Players Championship, but the good news is it looks like he is on the road to recovery.
Yeah, Rob, that is good news. It's been a long and slow process for Steve, who got sick. You know, now it's about 4 months ago that he really started feeling ill. And, you know, we detailed in our stories on Wisconsin.Golf how he spent a couple stints in the hospital, lost a lot of weight. His liver numbers were not good. He had inflammation around his heart. But the good news is he's getting past that. He's getting stronger every day. He told me in a brief text exchange, he won't be able to play in the Players Championship, which he was eligible for via his victory last year in the Senior Players Championship. But he hopes to get back and play in sometime in April. And there's a couple Champions Tour events in April, and I'm sure he's probably gunning for one of them. But Rob, I'm hoping my daughter's getting married in a couple weeks here down in Bradenton. And the Strickers are staying in Lakewood Ranch, which is just outside of Bradenton, while their daughter Izzy goes to IMG Academy in Bradenton. And so I'm hoping to, Steve and I have a tentative lunch planned where we're going to get together and chat. And I'm hoping to find out a little bit more information about exactly what caused this. Because in the times that I've talked to him, he really didn't know. And maybe the doctors finally have a handle on how he got so sick.
Well, it's encouraging, and I had a chance to talk to his agent and brother-in-law, Mario Tiziani, who was playing in the Kolegaard Classic this weekend over in Tucson. And, you know, like you reported, you know, it's unfortunate he won't be at the Players. He wants to be back in April. Mario thinks he can be. Mario made the comment, though, Gary, that it's one of those things where, you know, as you're on the road to recovery from what Steve is battling, you don't notice improvement day to day. It's not like you wake up and, you know, you're old self again. And, you know, especially with the Kolegaard Classic, you know, which Steve has won, he was the defending champion last week. He's the reigning Senior Players Champion, which is why he would play, you know, in a couple of weeks down at the TPC. You know, he looks so strong and so vibrant. And I just, you know, it's going to be a shock to the system when he does come back for people to see Steve Stricker on the road to recovery. We've never seen him like that.
No, we haven't. And people who have seen him, you know, he's got the clearance to travel on January 1st. So he's been down in Florida, but flying back to Madison occasionally. People have seen him at Wisconsin basketball games and said that he's skinny. I mean, he lost 25 pounds. It's going to take a long time to put that weight back on. It would take me about 2 weeks, Rob, but Steve's in much better shape than I am. So, it's gonna take him a while to put that weight back on, and more importantly, to get his strength up so that he can, beat balls on the range, get his game in shape, and then play in the heat of competition on the Champions Tour. Now they're 54 hole events. That helps. I think it's going to be interesting to see if he tries to use a cart when he plays, as they can do on the Champions Tour. My guess is he won't want to use a cart, and he'll do everything in his power not to use one. I don't know if you probably feel the same way.
I feel the same way. I did ask Mario that question, though, as relates to if April is still too soon, you know darn well he will not want to miss his tournament, the American Family Insurance Championship. I said, would he ride a cart around University Ridge? And Mario kind of thought he would if it meant being able to play in that tournament. I would agree on that one.
Yeah, if that's the only way he can play in his own tournament, I'm sure he'll use a cart. Hopefully he tees it up a couple times before that, gets the strength up and can walk 54 holes. U Ridge, as you know, Rob, is not an easy walking course. There's a lot of up and down. But hopefully by then he's in pretty good shape and can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was really the big story of the week. But a couple other, interesting stories, as I mentioned, out at the Kolegaard Classic, speaking of the PGA Tour champions, had a chance on a Friday to see Jerry as the tournament host. And we'll start there. He was in contention today, chasing down Miguel Angel Jimenez, who he played with on Friday when I was there, along with Bernhard Langer. And Miguel Angel Jimenez makes a hole-in-one in that round, makes another hole-in-one today, and makes the Omni Tucson, National Golf Course look like a pitch and putt. But I'm going to tell you, Gary, and I told this to Mario, because Mario caddied for Steve Stricker when he won in 2018 here in Tucson. That course is a heck of a lot harder in person as you're watching these guys navigate these narrow ponds and these narrow landing areas on 17 and 18 than it looks on TV. I know Steve struggled with that, especially I think it was the 17th hole in 2017, his first time here, when he finished second to Lehman when he had the lead, but then came back and won it the next year. I mean, this is not an easy golf course, but the mechanic just took it apart.
Boy, Rob, I was just looking at his stats a little bit ago, and he had an amazing week, Rob. In addition to the two aces and another eagle and 16 birdies, he averaged 295 off the tee. He hit 79% of his fairways, and he finished number one in the field in putts per green, so in regulation. So when you do those three things, when you hit a lot of fairways, drive it long, and make a lot of putts, you're pretty hard to beat. And we saw that play out this weekend.
And going back to my round, my walk with Jerry Kelly's group, and then with Mario on Friday, there were a couple of groups apart there late in the day. They honored this week the memory of Robin Dring, the late Wisconsin Badger hockey player, who was also later a broadcaster for college hockey on what is now Bally Sports Wisconsin. And his family, including legendary Madison physician Conrad Adringa at age 84, were out there and got to walk along with Jerry and his group. And I was able to write about that. But Robbie, died of colorectal cancer at the age of 51 2 years ago, after playing with Jerry Kelly in the Kolegaard Pro-Am, literally 3 months later. And Robbie was a good friend of mine. He graduated in my wife's class at Madison Memorial back in the late 80s, and was a nice guy to everyone you meet. And really, Gary, for this tournament to raise awareness for that, awful cancer, and for Jerry Kelly to be the brand ambassador, and for now Robin Dringa to really be someone whose own story and how he lost his life, you really can't ask for a better bulletin board for getting screened for colorectal cancer at a young age. You can now do it at age 45 and older than you can with this tournament. And hats off to Exact Sciences out of Madison for really staying behind this tournament here in Tucson.
Yeah, Rob, you wrote a really nice piece a couple of days ago on the Andringas and the relationship with Jerry and the tournament. I'd encourage our listeners to go find that on wisconsin.golf. Easy to find. Just call up our website and you'll see it right away. But Jerry's done just a remarkable job as the ambassador. He's really passionate about this, Rob. I talked to him a few weeks back, and I had something in a sweet spot a couple of weeks ago. He said, he's so proud to wear that Kolegaard hat that he thinks it's more important to him to wear that hat and to be a spokesman for this company than to win tournaments. That's a pretty big statement coming out of Jerry, but he really means it. He's very, very passionate. Of course, he'd like to win the tournament too, but he's very, very passionate about this cause.
Well, and I'll write about it for tomorrow to kind of summarize the week, but what made him most, he called the week a win already on Friday, Gary, because virtually every player in the field on their hats wore the blue ribbon for colorectal cancer. And I think everybody, because this is a 50 plus tour, knows the importance of getting screened. And I think, you know, in that respect, you know, this tournament is accomplishing its message. The crowds were great. You know, I've been to the tournament in Newport Beach. I've been to the tournament up in Thousand Oaks. I've been to the Schwab Cup, which was, you know, really starting to develop a pretty good following at the end of the year in Phoenix. But, you know, there were great crowds on Friday. They tried to replicate, you know, a mini 16th hole experience, like we've talked about in the past, like the Waste Management Phoenix Open. And I really think that it's neat to see. We've got, you know, Jerry Kelly doing this for Coligard. We've got Steve Stricker doing what he does in Madison for AmFam, the American Family Insurance Championship, and, of course, the Children's Hospital there. And then you've got Andy North doing his deal out in South Dakota for the Sanford International for Sanford Health. And, boy, you know, if you had told either one of us 30 years ago when we started covering these guys that they'd be doing this at this stage in their careers, we would have thought you were crazy. And but at the same time, there aren't three better guys to attach the name ambassador to than Jerry Kelly, Steve Stricker, Andy North.
No, that's for sure, Rob. They're all very passionate about their causes. You know, the AmFam has raised millions now in just six short years, I guess, counting the COVID year in there, I think. And you know, Jerry's doing a great job raising money. Andy, in the past, has raised plenty of money with his Andy and Friends charitable for UW Hospital. So, yeah, all three of those guys have given back to the game more than they've taken from it, and that's great. It's just a great thing to see those guys, how they've given back to the game.
And lastly, off the Coligard Classic, as I mentioned, Mario Tiziani in on a sponsor's exemption. He was very appreciative of Exact Sciences, the Tucson Conquistadors, and Jerry Kelly for the role they had in helping him get a start on the PGA Tour Champions. Obviously, conditional status, you got to fight for your time on the tour. It didn't work out quite as Mario had hoped today with the final round 75. He'll go to Newport Beach overnight here and play in the Monday qualifier for the Hogue Classic on Monday. And but he hit the ball beautifully, Gary. And we know that Mario Tiziani has the game. I think the you know, the stats that you read from Miguel Angel Jimenez, we're talking about maybe 2 to 3 fairways a day, probably 3 to 4 greens per day. And that putting stat is the one that is the difference between being where Miguel Angel Jimenez was and then Mario Tiziani, who wound up being pretty much, I think, in the middle of the pack in around the, I think it was T53 out of 80 guys, which isn't too shabby when you're, you know, this is your first start of the year.
Yeah, Mario has always been an excellent ball striker, Rob, and he's the best club in his bag might be his driver. I mean, I remember talking to Stricker years ago when Mario was just coming up and qualified for the PGA Tour, and Steve said, Mario drives it better than I do, and he hits his irons just as good as I do. It's just, you know, Mario, if anything has held him back, it's been the putter over the years, and I think he'd be the first one to tell you that. But if he can roll the rock, you know, he can make some hay on the Champions Tour. There's no doubt about it.
He's 51 years old, and as I kind of looked at the guys, you know, I had a chance to see, you know, Jeff Sluman, Mark Kelkovecchia, Bernhard Langer, Miguel Angel Jimenez, all, you know, up close, you know, at different times. And he's by far probably the most fit guy out there. I mean, at 51, Mario's, you know, looks like he's 21. And really, you know, has done a great job of staying in shape that way. It just, you need to get those reps, and hopefully he'll get another chance here. Hopefully a good Monday at the new, you know, because I think the Newport Beach Country Club would be a great venue for Mario Tiziani if he could get through the Monday. But, you know, last week, I think it took a 67 to get through. It's not an easy deal. You've got, you know, former winners of tournaments. You've got guys who played well already this season who aren't exempt and just don't have status to get in every week. It is not an easy deal. So we will continue to hope for the best for Mario Tiziani. You're listening to Talking.Golf here on Wisconsin.Golf. Of course, Talking.Golf brought to you by Elite Sport and Spine in Brookfield. And Gary D'Amato, let's use this point in the podcast. Since we're talking about health, we've already established my health issues of the week. How about your health? What's the health of your golf game? And how are things with Elite Sport and Spine? And as we near what hopefully will be the start of the golf season in Wisconsin soon.
I'm really optimistic, Rob. I can't wait to get outside and actually play, hit some balls, because I've been on TrackMan a few times and my numbers continue to get better because of the work I'm doing in the gym. My trainer, Tyler Kohler, is doing a great job addressing my physical deficiencies in the gym. I'm working really hard. And I guess you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I'm learning a lot about my body and what's prevented me from swinging the club better. And now when I went on TrackMan last week with my teacher, Nathan Gex, who's an assistant at the Legends Clubs, really smart young man, really knowledgeable about the golf swing. And my swing speeds are going up with every club, Rob. I don't know what the ceiling is, but I know I'm going to hit it farther this year than I have in many years. Whether that's 10 yards or 25, we'll have to wait and see. But I feel great, Rob.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if winter can be Gary D'Amato's prime time to get his body in shape for the upcoming season, it can be yours too. Call Elite Sport and Spine in Brookfield at 262-373-9168 for more information, or you can visit their website at www.elitesportandspinewi.com. Click on the Golf Performance Training tab, but make sure when you call Elite Sport and Spine at 262-373-9168, you tell them you heard about it here and you heard about Gary's experience with the Golf Performance Program here on Talking.Golf, and you will score yourself a free sleeve of Pro V1 or Pro V1X golf balls just for saying you heard about it here on Wisconsin.Golf. Gary, next up for me is some more college golf. I got to start my week with a tournament here in Goodyear featuring Max Schmidtke out of Sheboygan, who's now over at South Dakota, and Blake Wisdom out of Lake Geneva, who's over at Bucknell. And it was Grant Voisin out of Neenah, who's down at DePaul, all played reasonably well here at Palm Valley. But it was fun to walk along with Max Schmidtke. He had the whole Schmidtke family down here. Max's brother Mason, who's going to be a junior this spring at Sheboygan North High School, one of the top junior golfers in the state, got to play golf in and around watching Max play, and a pretty good showing. It's fun to see some of the guys, and gals come this way. We have a bunch of them playing this week in the Badger Invitational at Westbrook. I hope to be out there tomorrow. And then we had a great top five finish today over at Rio Verde, Arizona, for former Wales golfer Abby Caviani. She played at Kettle Moraine High School. She's at Missouri State, but Max sure is hitting the ball well. It was about a top 10, top 15 performance for Max here last week for South Dakota.
Yeah, I was just looking at the Rio Verde results, Rob. In addition to Abby Caviani finishing T5 in that tournament, I saw our friend Rachel Coughlin had a good week, finished T10. So we had two Wisconsin golfers in the top 10 in that field. Good to see those young ladies come through and perform like that.
It was really good. And then piggybacking on the Schmidtkes, Mason, his dad telling me that they're looking at, obviously, South Dakota. It would be a dream. I think if, by the time that Mason graduates, Max would still have one more year of eligibility. So there could be two Schmidtkes on one college roster. Plans to visit Marquette here in a couple of weeks. Wisconsin's been interested. Minnesota's been interested. So he's getting a lot of interest. And we've seen him play in the State Am and I think the State Open this last year. And one of the up and comers, but Max certainly a late bloomer, went to Illinois Springfield, played well there, and then during COVID with the transfer portal was able to wind up over at South Dakota. So that's pretty cool. Can't wait to watch the Badgers. I've been bugging Todd Erline the last few years, making sure that he's going to keep this tournament that they host down here at Peoria. And right now the Badgers 293, 287, they are T8 out of 14 teams in their own invitational, currently being led by both Mackenzie Hahn, who shot a personal best 400 par 68 today, and Chloe Chan, who shot a 300 par 69 in the second round of the 36 hole opener. And they are tied with 7th. Mississippi State leads that one. So again, the Badgers getting going, and let me see. I know that we've got a little bit of a lull here before the next wave of golfers comes this way. And then, in fact, the next wave of golfers might actually be both the LPGA Tour and the Symetra Tour coming out west here in a couple of weeks. But the LPGA or the Symetra Tour, the Epson Tour, I apologize, starts up this week. And Tess Hackworthy will be in the field down in Florida.
Rob, there's no lack of things for you to do. You're going to be running around like crazy over the next few weeks between college, Epson Tour, and LPGA. And will Casey Danielson be coming your way?
And that's the good question. We probably should check in with Casey because I know that, in fact, talking with Jim Kelsch, our GM, who enjoys his time over in the Palm Springs area during the winter time from every now and then. You know, it's the final year of the major championship, formerly known as the Dinosaur, over at Mission, was it Mission Hills Country Club? And and the I don't know, and that's also where the first stage of LPGA Tour qualifying always is, which is where I've seen Casey in the past. Wouldn't it be cool for that last year, in Rancho Mirage, for Casey to be there in a, playing in a major championship. I don't know what the qualifying procedure is for that, where her number would or would not pop up. I know she's not exempt for the tournaments that they're playing here these 2 weeks overseas. So I'm guessing that for sure she'll be playing in California the week before down in Carlsbad at the event at La Costa. But I don't know if she'll be eligible for that major. I will have to look into that.
Yeah, now that you mentioned, Rob, I think her next start probably is going to be at La Costa because Charlie Danielson, her brother and agent, told me 2 weeks ago that she had a 5 week break coming up. So I think it lines up with her being next playing at La Costa.
And she showed some signs in her second start on the LPGA that, she's, going to settle in nicely here. Just like Mario Tiziani on the senior tour just needs a few starts here and there. Other than that, Gary, I think we could close our talking.golf today with, maybe you're kind of our groundhog. Normally Groundhog's Day at the beginning of February, here we are at the end of February, still doesn't seem like we're any closer to the golf season. I checked the forecast, some good temperatures, but then we go back into the 30s for a few days and that's just not going to get us there, is it?
Rob, I've been called a lot of things, but never a groundhog. So thanks for that. the weather, we've got a little snow cover on the ground here in southeastern Wisconsin, but it's disappearing fast. I'm sure it's going to be gone in 3 or 4 days because we're supposed to be, crack 40 degrees a couple of times. I just think it's just a matter of a couple, 3 weeks maybe, and this is just a gut feeling because I'm no meteorologist, but we've got to have a 55, 60 degree day that's going to sneak in here one of these weeks. And if that happens and there's no snow on the ground, I think you'll see some courses start to open. I'm thinking, mid-March, Rob, that we might be playing some golf here in Wisconsin. I'm keeping my fingers crossed anyway.
Well, let's end talking.golf on a positive note. I like that the sounds of that. And, Gary, we'll do this again next week.
All right, Rob. Great. Thanks.
All right. For Gary D'Amato, I'm Rob Hernandez. This has been talking.golf, sponsored by Elite Sport and Spine in Brookfield. Winter doesn't have to be your downtime for golf. In fact, it should be prime time to get your golf game and body in shape for the upcoming season. Elite Sport and Spine in Brookfield offers a comprehensive golf performance program. Their innovative approach is geared towards golfers of all ages and abilities and combines medical and fitness assessment, specific golf movements, and TrackMan analysis. Elite Sport and Spine's team of TPI certified providers then creates a plan for you to address your specific limitations, combining golf instruction, physical rehabilitation, and strength and conditioning. Call Elite Sport and Spine in Brookfield at 262-373-9168 for more information or visit their website at www.elitesportandspinewi.com and click Golf Performance Training. And don't forget, tell them you heard all about it here at Talking.Golf, and you can score a free sleeve of Pro V1 or Pro V1X golf balls just for saying you heard about Elite Sport and Spine on Talking.Golf. For Gary, I'm Rob. We'll talk golf again next week.